Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Beyond the Blinds. As always, it's Kelly Williams.
And Troy McKeady.
And I just want to remind everybody, this is an entertainment podcast. Everything's alleged. Take what you will. And yeah, everything from here on out is alleged. Troy, I have to congratulate you because we're going to talk some pop culture. Usually we go right into blind items, but we're doing it a little different this week.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to congratulate you because you're going to be an uncle to Trisha Paytas's baby.
I'm very excited, trying to figure out what gift to buy. but thank you. I deserve the congratulations. Thank you.
I know you've been with her for a long time.
We've been with each other through thick and thin, through light and dark, and I'm excited to be a gunko.
Now, we have gotten so many DMs about Kanye and Kim and Pete in this whole situation. Mm-hmm. We have to talk about it.
Yeah.
Now, what are your feelings about the whole thing?
You want my God's honest opinion?
Yeah.
I hate fucking following it.
Yeah.
I honestly do. Like, I hate following the, I mean, like, just generally, I feel exhausted at this with celebrities, but, like, just, like, following a person's manic episodes is, like, not fun to me. Like, I don't think any of the shit that he posts is funny. I think it's sad. I think that he's, like, super, super mentally unwell. And, like, we don't learn in this country that you, like, should not pour gasoline on the fire when a celebrity is having a manic episode publicly. Like, I don't like any of the memes. I just am like, I don't like it. I'm grossed out by it, to be honest.
Yeah, I feel the exact same way. I know that I have not been the kindest to the Kardashians in my days, but it's insane. No one deserves to have their life posted like that. Mm-hmm. Like Kim's text messages and then being bombarded with flowers and all these things. But then I also look and I'm like, but then she's doing a paparazzi walk with Pete.
Right.
And I'm not saying what Kanye is doing is okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
But then they're doing that paparazzi walk and I'm like, why now? Why right. now?
Yeah. That's the other thing is like, we're both so like curmudgeon about pop culture and celebrity now. It's like, I also don't want to forget that we're dealing with the Kardashian family and this is mm-hmm. this is their Moby Dick, Kanye, at this point, right?
Yeah.
So obviously they've got their hooks in this situation deep. I'm having a hard time trusting like the news because I know obviously Kris Jenner is going to get ahead of this any way she can. And I don't know, I feel really untrusting of the whole situation and grossed out by it. And I just kind of wanted to stop. Like, I just am exhausted of it.
I'm glad you say that because I feel the same way. I don't think what Kanye's doing is funny.
Yeah.
I don't think him threatening to beat up Pete Davidson is funny.
Mm-mm.
You know, I don't like any of it.
I feel bad for their kids.
That's what I keep thinking about. Because at this point, North, she's 8. I mean, I don't know what kind of social life she has.
Right.
Or if she'll go to like a public school, but people will make fun of her for this.
1000%. I mean, she has to know. And I've seen people debating like what they think she like knows versus what she doesn't know or whatever. She fucking knows. Like who at this point in this world doesn't know pop Kardashian news? You know what I mean? And even if she doesn't know the stuff we know, she sees what's going on. Like she's not an idiot. You know, it's just, it's like sad.
For sure. And coming from divorced parents, mm-hmm. at 8, I knew what was going on.
Totally.
You know, I knew that when I went to my dad's side of the family, my nano was going to tell me that my mom cheated on my dad. I knew what that meant.
And you're like, here we go.
I'm like, cool. I'm in second grade learning how to read. Let's talk about this.
You're like, I haven't mastered cursive yet, but okay, I suppose.
So yeah, I do feel really bad for the kids and I feel bad this is happening so publicly and I don't really have anything else to say other than for once I wish a celebrity couple, one side of the couple, Kanye, I wish it wasn't so messy mm-hmm. and I'm trying to give him some grace because he does have a lot of mental health issues,
mm-hmm.
but you can't be threatening people like that.
No, it's horrible. It's honestly... That's another thing about it I think is really gross. It's just like, it's not fun to watch a celebrity tarnish their image either. And mm-hmm. I know that Kanye's been a live wire, if you will, for a long time, but like, this is pretty bad. And I don't really know. I know that people will listen to Kanye's music no matter what, but he's doing a lot of stuff that you can't really come back from. Like, he's just really smearing his name and his image. And, you know, I don't like watching that either.
Yeah. And every day I'm like, is he going to dox somebody? Like, are we going to find out Pete's phone number and where he lives exactly?
Right. Honestly, it's like almost, it's pretty much at that point.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if he like posted his like phone number and address online.
For sure. And I don't know. It's just, it's really hard to watch. And as someone who loves messy pop culture, yeah, me saying that says a lot.
Right. Yeah. It really takes a lot for me to be like, I feel above this. You know what I mean? Because I'm not above anything. I'm disgusting.
For sure. And the fact that I'm like, I sympathize with Kim Kardashian. Because this is abuse. We're watching abuse happen.
Totally. And we've been watching it happen since he met her. And, you know, you and I talked about, like, the fact that there's a lot of stuff that he's done with her that we only think is normal because it's him. Like, it's not normal to collect girlfriends like fucking Russian dolls and dress them up in your as your perfect image of a woman and then discard them. It's like weird. Like, his whole thing is fucking weird and he needs help.
I agree. And we talked about, we actually covered Kanye in the Chicago show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of nuts because he had zero blind items about him until the Kardashians kind of came into the mix.
Right.
So then there's that part of my brain too. And I'm trying really hard just to be like, you know, I have to sympathize with Kim and the kids right now because I have family members who suffer from bipolar and I know it's not an easy thing to deal with. And I can't imagine if a billion eyes were on it.
1000%. I agree with you. I'm just like rooting for the kids, rooting for Kim at this point. You know, I just, the whole situation is so shocking. And I also can't believe that we're like at this point now with this relationship. Like, we're so in with Pete and Kim at this point that like the shock of them being together is completely gone. And like, just the Kardashians work so fast. Like, they brainwash you so quick. Like, they literally wash our brains and scrub them so fast.
And Khloe even posted that Pete sent her flowers on Valentine's Day. And that, like, an eye roll thing. I'm like, we get it. Pete's great.
Right.
I still don't think they're a real couple.
Me neither. Like, it was only 4 weeks ago we were questioning that they weren't a real couple. And now everybody's like, everybody worships them as a couple.
Right. And they have the new show coming out. Kanye has a new album coming out. It's just,
yeah,
there's so much that goes along with it that, again, I have to step back and just be like, this is abuse.
Right.
The way he's doing this is abusive to Kim.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have to, like, not let my pop culture mind run.
Right. I will tell you, just to end this on a good note.
Oh, okay.
I will tell you that I have fallen into like really fun Kanye conspiracy TikTok.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it's like a lot of people talking about lyrics from his Donda record and like how he basically explained all of his actions that are happening right now through like song lyrics. And like literally check by check by check, he's doing all of these things publicly that he said he would do. And a lot of people on Kanye TikTok think that it's like a big giant publicity stunt for promotion, obviously, like you said, for his album coming out. So if this is all just like a big fuck you, like ruse, long con, sure, I'll take that. You know what I mean? I love that, but I don't know.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Now we're going to talk about our lady of the hour, Miss Nina Dobrev.
Yes.
How do you feel about Nina?
To be completely honest with you, I don't really know a lot about her outside of her blind item life. Like, I know her way more as a blind item celebrity than a celebrity. Like, I think the last time I watched Nina on television was literally Degrassi.
That's fair.
Because I didn't watch any of her CW stuff, so I don't really know her as like a celebrity. I know her as like a blind item person. What about you?
I mean, I was a Vampire Diaries girl.
Yeah.
I watched it and I hated her acting on it. She played two characters and it was weird because like I loved Catherine but hated Elena.
Okay.
I was like, this is the same actress. But I don't know. I've always thought she was like cute.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought she was pleasant.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Yeah, not super problematic until I read her Blind Item Life.
Yeah.
But everything I talk about, I feel like goes back to the Podwall episode.
Mm-hmm.
And since that and everything, I'm like, wow, Nina's a Podwall girl. Podwall girl.
Right. It's almost like the way she is being a Podwall girl. Oh, God. A Podwall girl is, it reminds me of, you know, in colleges where like they like the fraternities will have like their special girls, mm-hmm. like their favorite girl, and they get like crowned like frat princess or whatever. She's like the frat princess of the Podwall guys. You know what I mean?
And when it comes to Nina, she just has a face that looks familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So if she is at, say, an Oscars event where she really has no business being there,
right?
You see her and you're like, oh yeah, yeah, she should be there. Like,
mm-hmm. Totally. She is definitely one of those girls who I say is like the perfect girls for like bearding.
Yeah.
Cause like you said, she could walk into any room and you would never be weirded out by it or whatever. It's like, yeah. And she's got a really like regal quality about her where she comes off as A-list, even though she's far from it.
Yeah.
Like she's got like a B list sort of star quality, I guess.
I could see that for sure.
You know?
100%. Now I agree with you when you said she's more of a blind item celebrity, especially at this point.
Mm-hmm.
She might be one of my favorites.
Favorite blind item celebrities?
One of them.
Cause she's in it. Like she's in it. Like her blind item life is so much more interesting than her like tabloid life. Oh my God.
Because she doesn't even really have a tabloid life.
Right.
It's like she's spotted with Julianne Hough going on a hike.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. She's such a blind item celebrity. You're right. Cause she's so famous in blind items. Like she's talked about all the time.
Yeah. And just so you guys know, NT Lawyer did like a 2 or 3 part episode, podcast episodes on her, Ian Somerhalder and Nikki Reed. And I found this archived Tumblr. I don't know how I ended up on it, but they took a whole bunch of notes and we're going to read them at the end just because they're way more like Nikki and Ian focused, but I know we love the tea. So we might as well just tack that on at the end.
Yeah, let's lean in.
Now to start this, we have to talk about the guys that she's allegedly been with.
Yes.
Now, Nina Dobrev is rumored to have hooked up with Liam Hemsworth. And then there's Derek Feller, Benjamin Hollingsworth, Evan Williams, Ian Somerhalder, Orlando Bloom, Derek Hough, Alexander Ludwig, Austin Stoll, Glenn Powell, and Grant Mellon. And of course, now she's with Shaun White.
I don't know any of these men. I mean, I know some of them.
Yeah, Glenn was on Scream Queens.
Okay.
He was the blonde guy, I think Emma Roberts' boyfriend.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay, okay.
I think he's a Podwall.
Yeah. I was going to say, does she just like date Podwall boys?
That's what it seems like, because she also had rumored to have hooked up with Chase Crawford.
Totally. They just use her like, hey, can you be my beard this month?
Right. And no one's going to question it because she's so beautiful, and put her next to someone and she looks good.
Totally.
How I feel about Chris Evans too. Just put him next to someone. They look like a great couple. This isn't a blind item, but one of the first things I ever learned about Nina, because I wasn't a big Degrassi girl. I didn't have the N growing up. So, okay. But when they were doing promo shots for Vampire Diaries, she got arrested because they were all on like an overpass of a highway.
Mm-hmm.
And she was flashing traffic.
That's amazing.
And her and like 2 or 3 of the other actresses all got arrested.
That's very Kendra Wilkinson energy. Okay, so our first blind is from 2013. It says, another bad behavior blind. This time the offender is a B-list, mostly television actress, who was only B- because of one show. otherwise, you would not even know her name. And if her show on that Almost Network crashes, so will her career. So you would think someone in a precarious situation such as that would be nicer to friends and family and coworkers. Nope. Coworkers on the set of her show say that they have never met a bigger diva and make sure that everyone waits on her on set so she can make a grand entrance every time for every scene. Fans who want photos, only if someone from the press is watching. Otherwise, she's, quote, far too busy. Says it just like that, too. Who talks like that? The next thing you know, she'll be doing a fake British accent. Whoops, too late. Started doing it in the past few weeks. That's funny.
And one thing I've always thought was interesting, her and Paul Wesley, who played Stefan, mm-hmm. they're very open about how they hated each other in the first season. And I'm always like, is it because Nina just acted like she was the shit and Paul Wesley was like, no.
It's also so funny, like, I don't know if I'd be able to hold my tongue when I'm surrounded. I don't know if I'm around somebody like Nina Dobrev, who's like clearly C-list at the very best. And she's acting like her shit doesn't stink. I'd be like, girl, come on. Like,
yeah, I completely agree with you. If you're a fan of Almost Network hits, that means you are probably a fan of this B-minus list, mostly television actress. Someone should probably warn her that the C-list actress slash celebrity she thinks is her friend has already slept with the B-lister's actor boyfriend. This was not a one-time thing either. So the B-list actress is Nina Dobrev, the C-list actress is Julianne Hough, and the actor boyfriend is Ian Somerhalder. Do you think he's hot, Ian?
Not really.
Yeah, something about him.
Not for me.
I do love that he dated like Nikki Hilton, though. That's a weird little...
That is a weird thing.
Side thing.
I'm also always just like, those fucking Hughs. Those Hughs. I can't stand them.
They're trouble.
They are trouble. And they always pop up in other people's blinds, but they're like not interesting enough to like be their own blind item. Celebrities are always just like in other people's.
For sure.
This B-minus list mostly movie actress who got her start doing other things and has been through every possible job in Hollywood had sex with this B-list actor from a very hit television show. No big deal, except at the time the actor was involved with his co-star, who was also a B-list actress. I've written about the fact that both of the actresses are friends and that the cheated on actress has no idea. Over the weekend, though, the actress cheater got drunk and spilled to the cheater on actress, saying it did not matter anyway since the couple had split. Plus, the guilt was killing the cheater. Any happy photos you saw of the night were from far earlier in the evening. And that is Julianne Hough, Ian Somerhalder, and Nina.
Now, I have to say, I don't know if I believe those blind items, because message boards back in the day, Vampire Diaries, message boards, always said Julianne and Nina were, like, together.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like... And they're still such besties, and they still, I mean, they just came out with like wine or Prosecco or something. I don't know if I believe those.
Wow, that's interesting. I'm also thinking too, now it's funny that you described Nina as a celebrity who could just show up in any room and it wouldn't be weird, because that's how I also describe Julianne.
Oh, for sure.
Anywhere she is just like, well, yeah, like she could be anywhere, the Oscars, the Golden Globes, fucking Chuck E. Cheese. I wouldn't question any of it. Like, and she has no business being anywhere. You know what I mean?
Other than Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
Now this blind sent chills down my back just because of the reveal. This former co-star on a hit network ensemble show who is not being invited back this season to the show is putting his full court press on this B-list mostly television actress from a hit Almost Network show. He thinks it'll be good press and has her convinced he's given up his violent ways. He's not giving up seeing other women, though, and had a sleepover with a woman right before he dropped off his actress date at her house when she would not go home with him. And that is Mark Salling from Glee.
Eek.
There are some celebrities that I'll never get over how rotted they were or are, and he's one of them.
I want 1000% agree. And it's always so, it's such a weird experience to read news or like gossip or whatever about him when he was alive, when people thought he would like go on and be this big hot hunky star and do all this stuff, and you know, he was like super famous. It's like weird that we even lived in that time.
Yeah,
like,
and it wasn't that long ago.
I know, it was like we were like adults. This B-list mostly television actor from a hit Almost Network show, which seems like it might be past its prime now, was at a club earlier this week. Nothing blind-worthy about that, but in the rope-off VIP section, he made prospective suitors show their breasts before he would agree to dance with them. Even though it was roped off, the section of the club was still visible to the non-VIP part of the club. Even though they could be seen by lots of people, the actor still had a line of women waiting to have their chance. Maybe this is why his co-star actress girlfriend dumped him, and that is Ian.
We're still in 2013. This A-minus list, mostly television actress on a hit show from an Almost Network, is discovering what so many others have learned before. Her celebrity boyfriend had a friend come over to the house the other night, and since our actress was high as a kite and wanted more, the celebrity said he should help his friend first. He always does this. The guy's fucked up. So that's Nina and Derek Huff.
Oh, apologies to her for having to be in such close quarters with the Huff family.
How do you, something's, like I said, something's not right with those two.
No, like, ugh. What a weird, like, weird people to be friends with.
And, like, continue to keep in your life.
Yeah, like, what? This B-list reality star on a network reality show, who was in a reality family, so to speak, got into an argument with his B-list mostly television actress girlfriend over the weekend. Our reality star slash leech was drunk and was mad at his girlfriend because she was not kissing him right as he proceeded to make her watch him kiss several other women at the club where they were partying. The sad thing is his girlfriend didn't seem to mind. Oh, Derek, ugh.
I have never read his blinds before, but I'm shocked they're not saying he's closeted.
I know, me too. I'm like, girlfriend, kissing, what?
Women?
Yeah, what's going on?
This is the final blind of 2013. This beardy couple came and went so quickly that they never even got around to signing the contract. But we're going to talk about them anyway. They're bound to get beardy with other people in the future. She's an actress who was coming off a relationship with her male co-star. It was one of those twilighty relationships designed to make viewers interested in an on-screen couple who also dated off-screen. He's a reality star from a popular show. You know his sister, who's no stranger to being a beard herself. Well, the actress and the sister are good friends who spend a lot of time hanging out together. When the actress broke up with her actor boyfriend, the sister had a, quote, great idea. Let's set you up with my brother, the gay reality star. Oh, there it is. The actress agreed. That was dumb. She's much higher profile than the brother. Her management quickly stepped in and told her there was no point in dating, quote, down, especially since it wasn't even a real relationship. Their initial three-month contract was never signed. The actress and brother broke up, and they're now looking around for other PR-generated relationships. So, of course, the actress is Nina, her ex is Ian, and then Julianne and Derek. So I guess there it is.
I was going to say, I bet you know how that always happens, where, like, it'll literally be, like, Richard Simmons blinds, and they'll be like, he's dating this beautiful model, but then randomly they'll be like, he's gay, and everyone knows. Everyone knows he's a secret closet case gay.
And other than the yachting of it all, when it comes to Nina, she's also very good at PR relationships.
Yeah. Well, don't you think that the CW is such a PR relationship network? Like, it's like you have to be good at it or something.
Don't get me going, Troy.
Like, do they write that into their contracts or something? Like, you have to be in these relationships?
They definitely don't oppose to it. And I don't know if I talked about this on the CW relationship episode we did. I'm sure I did. But what they'll not only have these couples wanting to date, right? Like, they wanted Penn and Blake to date. Mm-hmm. They wanted Sophia Bush and Chad Michael Murray to be together.
Yeah.
Because they're together on the show. Right. But what they'll do is they'll write it into the script too.
Oh, to get people to think it anyway?
Exactly. So with Sophia and Chad, for example, they had, obviously, Chad cheated on Sophia in real life. So they made sure Lucas cheated on Brooke.
Oh, I remember you telling me
that. Yeah. And then as Sophia and Chad's divorce was happening. They were having them relive breakups on screen. I'm like, it's so sick.
Oh, that's so dark. That's very dark-sided, to be honest. Oh my God. So we are now at 2014. It says, this former B-list, mostly television actress from a hit Almost Network show, no longer on the air, has been making some side cash by hooking up with guys, but might have gone a little too far when she invited some B-list actress friends along for one of her trips. They had no idea they were expected to perform for pay because our former B-lister kept all the money. She was paid in advance for the fees and the other actresses. Holy shit, that's fucking awful. I'm going to fuck up her last name. Jessica Soar?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. From Gossip Girl. And she brought as well Emma Miller and Ellie Mizrahi.
Do you think Nina was like, I'm going to become a way better yacht girl than you?
That's like some fucking Natalie Nunn Bad Girls Club shit, to be honest. That's like some D-list reality star shit. To steal the other girl's like booking money? God.
And it's so funny because Jessica, Chase, and Nina hang out all the time still.
That is crazy.
I'm obsessed with that friend group, if you can't tell. Like, everyone they're connected to, I just eyes on them all the time.
Right.
Now we have a Comic-Con blind. I can only imagine Comic-Con is fucking bananas.
I think it would be really fun. I would love to get fucked up and go to Comic-Con.
Take some Molly.
Yes.
This foreign-born A-list mostly movie actor who doesn't seem to work much because it gets in the way of his partying managed to convince this B-plus-list mostly television actress from a hit Almost Network show to go back to his hotel room where he tried for a minute but failed to launch and then passed out. It's good old Orlando Bloom with Nina.
Wouldn't be a Beyond the Blinds episode without an Orlando Bloom cameo. Another Comic-Con blind. This A-list mostly television actor from a hit Almost Network show got out of the way when his B-list mostly movie actress girlfriend went toe-to-toe screaming and finger-pointing at the actor's ex-girlfriend and was talking smack about her. Of course, that smack came from the actor and wasn't even close to being true. And that's Nikki Reed, Ian, and Nina.
So one thing, I don't know if people know this, obviously Nikki and Ian are married now. But Nikki used to be really close with Nina.
Okay, yes.
So when Nikki and Ian got together, everyone was like, weren't you best friends with Nina?
Right.
And there was some post within the last few years, I want to say, where Nikki posted a photo with Nina being like, don't believe the rumors. We don't hate each other.
Oh, God. And isn't Nikki, we read that Nikki was notoriously really mean.
Yeah, and we'll get into that at the very end with the notes from Enties.
Okay.
Podcast.
Okay.
I'm shocked punches were not thrown last night when this A-list, mostly television actress from a hit Almost Network show crossed paths with the current reality star who used to be a reality star before she tried singing and acting. The two were best friends for a short time until the brother of the reality star got what he wanted. The A-lister did say something about the reality star being evil and using some not so family friendly adjectives in front of her. So of course the actress is Nina, the show's Vampire Diaries, Julianne, and Derek at a Michael Kors event. Who did we say was really in somebody's blind items and we didn't? Eminem with Rihanna.
Right, yeah.
It's like the Huff siblings with Nina.
Like, poor thing. This B-list mostly television actor from a hit Almost Network show was banned from an event this weekend that featured all of his co-stars. No one wanted a scene, which is what would have happened if he showed up, especially if he brought his new actress girlfriend. So the actor being Ian, the show of course being Vampire Diaries, the ex being Nina, the new girlfriend being Nikki Reed, and the event being Candace Okola's wedding.
I love Candace Okola. She's hopefully not rotted. She married someone from the fray. I feel like it can't be rotted.
Oh, yeah. She's like a good Christian girl. It's a good Christian girl.
These two actresses don't have much to do with each other. It's not totally surprising, given that a well-known TV actor dumped actress one to date actress two. To make matters even more complicated, actor still has to see actress one on an everyday basis and then go home to actress two. You would think that actor would do everything possible to avoid talking about actress one to actress two and vice versa. Nope. Exactly the opposite. You see, our actor is a total shit stirrer. He loves to remind each one that the other actress is beautiful and talented and is a significant part of his life. Then when the claws come out, he pretends to be surprised and act like he's the innocent man in the middle. He's not innocent at all. Just who do you think is leaking that stuff to the press about the women, quote, fighting over him? It's him. He thinks it makes him look like the ultimate prize. And of course, that's an Ian, Nina, and Nikki blind.
That feels so true.
Yeah.
Of him, like, pitting them against each other just to, for the like, totally narcissist-based. And we are now in 2015. At an after party at a film festival in the Southeast, things got crazy. It was also so random. You had this current B-list mostly movie actor who was headed to A-list as long as he can stay sober. He had a really good 2014 and 2015 is promising to even be better for this actor with the Vegas last name. He was drinking all day long, and by the time the night rolled around, our actor was incoherent and kept rambling and pacing the suite where the party was being held. Joining him that night was this always hard-partying B-list mostly television actor from a very hit cable show who has never met a party he couldn't get drunk and find a groupie to have sex with for the night. Also, there was this current B-list mostly television actress from a very hit almost network show. At the party, our B-list cable actor would not stop hitting on the actress and was having none of it. She did agree to keep going to the bathroom with the actor, and their noses got a very big workout. As the actor made one last pass, he went too far, and the actress left the party, so the actor found a groupie and brought her to the bedroom of the suite, but he was completely unable to perform. And the groupie told everyone at the party about it while the actor was passed out on the bed. So the B-list movie actor being Miles Teller, the film being Whiplash, which was nominated in 2015 for an Oscar, the B-list television actor / show being Norman Reedus from The Walking Dead, what in God's name? The B-list television actress being Nina, and this was at the 2013 Savannah Film Festival.
When I first read that blind, I definitely would have thought it was Miles Teller trying to get Nina Dobrev,
mm-hmm.
not Norman Reedus.
Right. that was the real big shock that it was reversed.
That's when you gasp.
Yeah.
This B-plus list, mostly television actress from a hit network show, used some very nasty words to talk about this former B-list talk show host turned reality star. And our actress said she was going to text the reality star's boyfriend to tell him the reality star was cheating on him with the guy she says is just a friend. So the actress is, of course, Nina. The reality host / star / actress is Maria Menounos, and she cheated on her boyfriend with Derek Huff.
I gotta be honest with you. I am a big fan of Maria Menounos. I don't know what it is about her.
I love her.
Really?
Yeah.
I just think she's so sweet.
There's something about her I just love. I don't know what it is.
She's so charming. And like, she's always so respectful to like celebrities. Like, she's not like a bait, like gotcha kind of interviewer. She's just nice.
I agree. And I always wondered why she didn't have like Juliana Rancic's career.
I know. Maybe because she is so nice.
She's probably evil, but we don't know it.
Completely rotted. Like, awful, homophobic, racist. It's going to come up on this podcast. I just know it.
Someone's going to DM us, and they're going to be like, you don't know about
me. Like, I work at a car shop, and well.
And if you do have those stories, please tell us.
Yes, that being said. It was like old times the other day on this hit Almost Network show, because this former couple spent some time together hashing out things left unsaid. And the next thing you know, there was some ex-sex going on, and the rest of the day seemed like the way it used to be on set. Of course, it's Nina and Ian.
And you have to think, like, Vampire Diaries was filmed in, I believe, Macon, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta.
Okay.
So they're not going to get caught.
Yeah, and what else is there to do, I guess, besides get fucked up and have sex?
Now, this isn't exactly a Nina blind, but it's Vampire Diaries, so I wanted to throw it in here. And, of course, this person ends up becoming a big part of Nina's storyline. This foreign-born, B-list, mostly television actress is on a hit Almost Network show that has seen some cast shakeups in the recent weeks. She was at an event earlier this week and was a mess, wasted out of her mind, and it was not from booze. Her substance issues were the root cause of a split from a longtime significant other who just couldn't handle it anymore. So that's Kat Graham.
Okay.
And Kat Graham joins Nina's story in a few blinds later. But okay, just keep that in mind with Kat.
All right. Oh, a kindness blind. This foreign-born B-list, mostly movie actress, after quitting her hit show, was at a party recently. She spotted a woman in the corner of the party being groped and pawed by a guy. The woman was trying to get away, but was trapped between the man and a bar on the other side of her. Our actress ran over and pulled the woman away, and for her trouble, got the contents of a drink thrown on her by the guy. Holy shit. And that was Nina at the Beauty Book for Brain Cancer Edition 2 launch party.
That's cool. I believe that. I believe that one.
I love that. Yeah, that does, I believe that too.
We're in 2016. This B-list, mostly television actress who was on a hit Almost Network show got her first taste of the Mediterranean this past summer and has signed up for multiple weeks this year. Apparently, the money will allow her to pick some projects she likes. Plus, she keeps hoping she can marry one of the guys. Now, of course, what are we talking about, Troy?
Yachting.
Yachting.
Wow.
There are so many pictures of Nina on yachts in the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
And I think she was the first celebrity I knew of that did that, like yachting.
I'm shocked to see her first official yachting blind. That's crazy.
I know.
Because she's such a staple in that world.
And I know a lot of listeners want us to do a straight yachting blind item, like episode, mm-hmm. but I feel like it's better to be spread out through the celebrities we talk about so you can see the wide array of people who do it. Men, women, TV actresses, reality stars, you know.
I agree. And I think the way that we do it helps people connect people easier.
Yeah.
Like from when we started to now, so many of our episodes have overlapped. People have, you know, come and go out of, it's like the overlapping and like the narrative of it all is like, you would only know that by the way that we have done it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. That sentence was psychotic, by the way. Everybody knows what I mean, but that sentence was insane. This B-plus list, mostly movie actress, now that she walked away from her long-running Almost Network show, is on the warpath against her B-plus list ex/former co-star. Apparently, he has been texting the actress trying to hook up, making promises and telling her he is unhappy in his new marriage to another actress. Our actress is having none of it and is about to blow up to the world exactly what went down when they split and every skeleton the actor has in his closet.
Ian Somerhalder is one of those people when you look at his list of people he's dated, it's like, oh, I feel like anyone connected to Ashley Greene is that person. She's a Podwall gal too.
Yes. All of these people are so exactly on the same like bookshelf. You know what I mean? Like they belong in the exact same section of the bookstore. Like it's hard to explain their kind of fame, but they all, it's like, yeah, you just sort of, when you see them on somebody's Who Dated Who, you just sort of tilt your head like, okay, huh.
And that's my favorite section of the bookstore.
Right. Agree.
This brand of celebrity, like CW teen drama actors are like my crack.
Yeah.
This was not supposed to be beard hour, but it's turning out that way. The tabloids have been primed to put this couple on full love mode. One is a foreign-born former B-plus list Almost Network actress who's now a movie actress and needs to stay in that B range. The other is a former Almost Network star who crashed and burned in his latest project. There's no way on this earth that he's interested in the actress, no matter how hot he is. Now, her former male co-star? Oh yeah, definitely his type. Don't let tabloids fool you into believing this one. So of course the actress is Nina and the actor's Chase Crawford.
Wow, now I'm interested.
I love Chase Crawford so deeply.
He reminds me of, like every time I see him now, I think about you.
Oh, thank you.
You and JC Chazé, the first two people that come to mind.
I'll take it.
Now, this next one isn't directly about Nina, but it's still interesting. It says, this foreign-born, B-list, mostly television actor is on a hit cable show. The thing is, though, he just can't get a lot of traction. He tried dating an actress from that vampire show she bailed on early, but it is not really helping. So, enter a celebrity who is happy to be paid for her services, and he is already getting tabloid coverage everywhere. That is Alexander Ludwig from Vikings, Nina, and Lindsay Vonn.
I've always thought Alexander should get more press because he's kind of like Kellan Lutz hot.
Yeah, I know. Guys like him, it's like, he must not be at the right casting couches because why is he not more famous? I don't get it.
Yeah. This foreign-born, B-list, mostly television actress says she will head back to her former television show at some point next season. I feel sorry. Am I speaking with like a Canadian accent now? I feel sorry for her. She hooked up with a guy and thought it was serious, but was outdone by another vampire from a different medium who has no shame in her game in taking what is not exclusively hers. So of course that's Nina Dobrev showing up for the final season of Vampire Diaries, spoiler alert, and then Ian and Nikki. But one thing, spoiler alert, if you're watching Vampire Diaries and haven't finished it in 7 years, you've had time. But she comes in at the very end. And people actually speculate that when she runs into Damon, Ian's arms, it's a body double and not her.
I've heard that.
Yeah, she didn't want to touch him. She didn't want to do anything with him.
Yeah. Were you a Twilight girl too, or no?
I watched it, but I don't think I was like a Twihard.
Okay. Because I'm being reminded now, because like I had forgotten that they were happening at the same time.
Yeah.
And it was just like peak, like young girls were literally climaxing at vampires and wolves and fucking warlocks.
Yeah, I was much more of a Vampire Diaries fan.
Yeah.
I feel like I saw Twilight just so I could kind of giggle at it.
Right, yeah, totally, yeah. And I actually ended up like living for the first one, to be honest with you, which I never told people at the time.
And I loved Nikki Reed until I read Blind Items about her. 13's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
And I've always thought she was so beautiful, but now I'm just like, Team Nina.
Apparently sides have been taken, and this former Almost Network actress from a long-running show is the winner, and this B-list mostly movie actress who shares something in common with the first actress is the loser. It was cold shoulder time at a party this week, and that is Nina and Nikki, and it says in the Blind Item reveal, they have shared Ian Somerhalder. They both have dated Derek Hoch. And this was at the L Women in Hollywood Awards.
So what we were talking about with like the body double in the season finale, this blind touches upon it. And we are in 2017 now. For fans of the couple from that Almost Network show that is ending, if you want a reunion, you need to hold out hope because the actress wife of the actor says yes. So far, she's the one who's holding things up and doesn't want her husband doing any scenes with his former co-star. But I do think Nina was kind of the one who was also like, I am not touching this man.
Yeah, totally. Understandably.
I think it was both sides.
Yeah. It was pretty awkward for this former television vampire to run into a bunch of exes and maybe not exes while at a party with her new actor boyfriend. And that was, I guess, when she was dating Glenn Powell.
Well, if the foreign-born, A-list, mostly movie actor is really hooking up with that former television vampire, then he's cheating on her. Our actor took a woman back to his place while out of the country, and she didn't leave until the next morning. Orlando Bloom, what is wrong with him?
He's too hot for his own good.
I was looking at pictures of him today while pulling these blinds, and I was like, he is so fine.
Like, he's so fucking beautiful. And it's like the double-edged sword is like he's genuinely talented.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's hot and has every right to be.
There was a interview I just saw of Orlando and Cara Delevingne interviewing each other. And he spoke in elfish.
Okay.
And I was just like, this is far too rotted for me to watch. I'm way too attracted and rotted.
Oh my God, that's too much sexual energy for a single interview. I can't deal. This former Almost Network vampire got a puppy because his foreign-born A-list mostly movie actor said it would be great if they got one together. 2 days later, he was cheating on her and dumped her. And that's Nina and Orlando.
I hate Orlando Bloom.
He's the guy that you just cannot, I mean, Katie will learn. You can't lie, he's too hot.
Justin Bobby.
Yeah, like, you can try and tame that horse, but it aren't gonna tame.
Apparently things are a little more financially tight for this former television vampire than I thought. Later this month, she will be yachting. Well, her former co-star has been making the majority of her income from it for several years. So the rumor is that Nina kind of recruited Kat Graham to join her yachting.
Okay. There must be some sort of like
CW pipeline.
Well, there's like a referral program or something where like you get some cut if you bring in some other famous person, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, there has to be. Yeah, just the CW show pipeline to yachting.
Right. Yeah. This former Vampire Diaries actress is losing ground for getting new roles. So what do? Have a pap come by once a day and make sure your photos hit the tabloids and keep yourself front and center.
It's true. She's always on Just Jared.
Yes, doing nothing. Like walking. Literally walking in leggings from working out and doing yoga.
This foreign-born B-plus list mostly movie actress who had a gap between the departure of her hit show and new work basically has it all on the line for a new movie about to be released. She's resourceful, though. If it bombs, she has a trip to Dubai in the works for the end of October.
Wow.
We love a smart gal.
Wow.
And that was Flatliners, and I don't know if that bombed. I never saw it, so.
I didn't either.
So, yes, it bombed.
I was really hoping this foreign-born B-list mostly television actress who starred on an Almost Network hit for a long time would pull herself out of the drug use. Nope. She filmed a project with this illiterate actor who has seen better days. He verbally abused her every single day, and she has not been the same since. Seeing her last night, she was a shell of her former self and was slurring and stumbling. And that is Nina and Michael Madsen. Well, I guess filming Lucky Day.
Fuck him. Now we're in 2018. This former Almost A-list mostly movie actress turned escort who thinks she is all that because some laundering money cokehead chose to launder money through her, really treated this foreign-born, former A-list, mostly television actress from a hit network television show badly when they ran into each other out of the country. I mean, really, really bad. It was totally uncalled for. And that is Lindsay Lohan being mean to Nina in Mykonos.
The minute you said money fucking laundering, I knew. Have we talked about that on this podcast? The laundering of money?
Do we do it in the Lindsay episode?
We may have. If we didn't, a part of Lindsay's like blind item yachting life is that people like her in like Paris, people who travel and like leave the country a lot, are expected to help like launder money and drugs and stuff because they travel so much private. And it's like easy for them to transport all of this illegal shit for these fucking scary men that they sleep with. Yeah, so that's like a part of their whole thing. And yeah,
I believe it.
Me too. I'm like, absolutely. This is a Teen Choice Awards blind. Should be fun. This foreign-born former A-list mostly television actress who has been forced to take some minor roles since she departed from her hit show, might be able to turn a buck or two yachting. But last night was totally ignored by executives who were only interested in the attendees at least a decade or more younger. That's so fucked up that she can go to like the Teen Choice Awards and be considered like old there.
Right, because she was probably like 30 at this time.
Yeah, she's like ancient there.
You're old.
Right.
The final blind of 2018, this foreign-born, former A-list, mostly television actress from a now-defunct Almost Network show basically is just a sugar baby now for executives. Her indie paydays are tiny in comparison.
It also makes me wonder, like, when these men, I guess with executives, it's different. And I guess, like, word would travel. But it's like an odd thing to picture, like, a foreign executive or something from, like, Dubai being like, I want Nina Dobrev.
Yeah, but you're right. It's just, I'm sure, like, word of mouth. It's a known thing.
Yeah. And we are now in 2019. This is a Grammy Awards blind. This former A-list singer, who is now A-plus list, generally at only hitting on women 24/7, was so wasted while hitting on people that this foreign-born B-list, mostly television actress, who used to be on a hit almost network show, was laughing at him and the married illiterate. A-list singer walked away telling him he needed help. And that's John Mayer. That's funny. John Mayer, Nina Dobrev, and is it Maren Morris?
It is Maren Morris. I think they performed together on the Grammys that year too. I feel like Nina gives me cool girl energy.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. Not mean cool girl like Emma.
Right, exactly.
Like cool, cool girl.
Yeah.
Oscars. This foreign-born A-minus list, mostly television lead actress from a show that is 50-50 for renewal right now, shouldn't be doing coke like she was in front of industry people last night. That renewal chance might go right out the window. And she was apparently on a show called Fam.
This foreign-born A/B-list mostly television actress who had a long-running hit Almost Network show said this A/B-list writer-actor, who all of you know because of his former significant other, was really aggressive with his hitting on her. And she said it was like he expected every woman to just say yes to wanting to sleep with him. And that is Justin Theroux.
Insanely expensive yacht, helicopter rides, but no tagging the sponsor for the foreign-born B-list actress and her friends. So that is one of the key indicators of yachting. If you see a bunch of influencers on these yachts in Dubai and there's no real sponsored tag and you're like, how are they affording this? The following blind is this foreign-born B-list mostly television actress had a nice run on an Almost Network on multiple shows and has millions and millions of followers. None of that has translated into really high paying work or anything close to it. So she took some advice from one of her former co-stars and is yachting right now with a billionaire. So that is Phoebe Tonkin taking advice from Nina. And I think Phoebe is one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my whole life.
I don't think I know her.
You should look her up right now.
Okay, give me one second. Oh, yeah, I do know her. She's gorgeous.
She's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And she's been on like 3 or 4 CW shows.
Now, if you guys are longtime listeners of this podcast, you will love this upcoming blind. It starts with, he's back. This past summer, I wrote about this foreign-born producer, Mohammed El Turki, who seemingly is in control of the lives of several top actors and actresses. For years, he pushed the buttons of this former A-list tweener actor, Zac Efron, who was probably A/B-list as an adult and as someone all of you know. He has, by the way, that was the reveals are inside this blind, so that was why that sounded weird. He has also used this B-plus list mostly movie actress, Michelle Rodriguez, who seemingly only stars in a very long-running franchise, Fast and Furious. This summer, when I wrote about him, he was offering up this A-list mostly movie actress, Kristen Stewart, who has a very, very recent movie bomb, Charlie's Angels, for his guests to view and grope and ogle. And that was written about in 2019. Now he has another actress he has recruited. Apparently he discovered some damaging information they don't want revealed and then uses that against them to do more things they also don't want out. He has the A-list actress so under his thumb that about 6 weeks ago, she spent a weekend with a banker who then approved financing for a project for Arsh Fangali. The new actress he controls is a foreign-born former A-list movie television actress, Nina Dobrev, who has been forced to do a lot of yachting to make ends meet. And that goes back to something that we've said now a million times. We even talked about this. We talk about this at our live shows that, you know, because even still, I would say the number one question that we get from people is, why would you yacht if you're rich?
Mm-hmm.
And people at our live shows have even, like, when we do our Q&A, they'll ask us that. And that was a perfect example. Like, she slept with him to get financing for a project, you know?
And he has blackmail.
Right, and he's got blackmail. And then it's like, you would imagine the stakes are even higher. If he's financing an entire project, that's like hundreds of people's jobs for you sleeping with this guy on a boat for a weekend. You know, it's like, it's a lot.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So now we're in 2020, and Nina isn't directly involved with this blind, but Kat Graham did allegedly start yachting because of Nina. So I think this is just like a fun blind to read, and it has one of our favorite little messes in it. Your favorite mess. This former female vampire not named Nina Dobrev did a huge amount of shopping this past week while out of the country. Tens of thousands of dollars of shopping, which she can't afford. It turns out her patron used to also be a patron to the illiterate actress turned escort. From what I understand, he has some especially dark fetishes. And that's Kat Graham in Abu Dhabi. And of course, Lindsay Lohan was the actress turned escort. And then there are photos of Kat and Helena Christensen in Abu Dhabi.
Wow. You know, shit just gets so scary and dark. Like when the sun goes down, my God, like, oh.
And we had a few DMs about the Cannes Film Festival and people working it. Mm-hmm. And they're like, it's as insane as you would think.
Right, yeah. It's fucking, it like terrifies me, but I also want to go so bad. Banny sent me an email saying the demand for yachters has been higher and guys want someone to isolate with. That means, of course, that people are flying all over the world to have sex. Apparently, a former star of Glee has been in 4 different countries the past week, all on private jets. Another actress I've written about here before, but it's tough to describe without making it blind, has also been in several countries this past week. The rates are out of this world right now, and UK reality stars have been tripling their rates and demanding private jets. And I think that this is something else that you and I talked about, but I remember reading in a blind about Love Island that a lot of the UK reality stars started this thing that's now spread throughout like the whole world, where you do these like beach reality shows where you're in like a bathing suit the whole time and you're basically advertising your body. Mm-hmm. And then the whole entire cast of the show is just people looking to yacht. And
that
then,
makes sense.
Yeah. So then these executives can use the show as like a brochure basically, or like a menu to like order people from.
Yeah. So the reveal there, it was Naya Rivera, but...
Sorry, I didn't read the reveal, Jesus.
That's okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. But I agree with you. I mean, I don't know a ton of UK reality stars, just the ones that have appeared on the challenge. Mm-hmm. But during the dark days of COVID, mm-hmm. where everyone was isolated, like Joss moved to Dubai. Mm-hmm. That piece of shit, Stephen Bear, moved to Dubai.
Yep.
Like... Theo, I think he was an Olympian. He's been on like X on the Beach.
Oh, yes.
He was in Dubai for a while. And I was like, why are they all in Dubai? And then I was like, all right.
Yeah, it's like, it's almost like reality TV, but it's like the Bunny Ranch. Like it's like a brothel, but like you can order from just watching the show.
Right. Do you think reality TV stars are cheaper? And that's why they kind of flock to Dubai?
Cheaper and also willing to do more shit.
True. Yeah.
Like, I don't remember what podcast it was, and I'll try and find it before I edit this and like put it in the Patreon or something. But I remember there was a podcast. It was a stoner podcast. There's like these two people that like smoke weed and just do things, and they subscribed to Farrah Abraham's OnlyFans just to talk about it.
Oh God.
And the shit that Farrah Abraham was like doing a la carte on her OnlyFans, I was like, okay,
let's talk about it a little bit. We're taking a detour, guys. We're gonna talk about Farrah.
Well, listen, there was a lot of pee stuff and a lot of poop stuff. Like, you know, I'll video myself pooping, I'll video myself, like all kinds of shit. No pun intended.
She just added used toilet paper. that she will send you in a like little vial.
So I would imagine, you know, people like Farrah Abraham compared to Nina Dobrev, like, you know, yeah, I would imagine cheaper and like you can just do way more gross, crazy shit.
Yeah.
Ugh, eek.
Eek is right. I'm glad this blind popped up because we'll talk about it after I read it. But
okay.
This former Almost Network A-list actress has of late found herself yachting to keep living her lifestyle. It's how she met her current celebrity hookup, who prefers that type of arrangement so it can be easily broken off if someone else comes along. And that is Nina and Shaun White. And those two, I feel like they're a match made in heaven simply because they love attention.
Yeah, totally. Yes.
Love and they make each other look good.
Mm-hmm. Shaun White, holy shit. He was so famous.
He was just in the Olympics, his last one.
Oh, yeah.
like a day ago, Troy.
That's foosball stuff, you know. But like, remember he was like so famous? Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted to be Shaun White.
The flying tomato. But oh, I God. Get that question a lot. Are they PR? I don't know if I would say PR,
mm-hmm.
but I think what they each want works really well with each other. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like every box is checked.
Yeah.
Yeah, even if it's not like conventional.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of hookups, this foreign-born A-list, mostly television actress was already yachting to make ends meet prior to all of this. Now it is essentially her full-time job and sees a different guy each day.
Now this one made my jaw drop because she took the crown from Miranda Kerr. This former vampire is one of the highest paid escorts in the city.
Wow.
And that used to be Miranda Kerr.
Wow.
Allegedly.
She really does. Like, she's like Lindsay. Like, she's basically a retired actor. Yachter.
She'll be in a few Netflix movies here and there, but other than that,
wow.
I feel like Netflix has weird ties to yachting too.
I mean, can we talk? Like, what the fuck? We'll figure that out eventually. We'll find out. This former Glee actress has joined forces with a former Vampire Diary star to create the ultimate television threesome package. Oh God, that's Diana Agron and Nina.
Quite the package though. I love Diana Agron with everything in my body. And these are the last two blinds of 2020. This permanent A-list Olympian is cheating on his significant other. It could also be their contract ended. Of course, that's Shaun. And this is the follow-up. With his actress, quote, girlfriend out of the country filming, this permanent A-list X Games type athlete is busy hooking up with various other women. So to me, it just sounds like they have like an open relationship.
Yeah, like they just hook up and hook up with other people. If yeah. anything, it's like something that other people in Hollywood should admire. Instead of being like, he cheated, she cheated. No, he cheated. No, I cheated. They cheated. It's like, are you even cheating at this point? And we are now in 2021. This is the only blind from 2021. This foreign-born former television vampire is back to yachting and is going at it full time. I guess the athlete, quote, boyfriend stopped supporting her.
And now we are in 2022, and this blind is from Blind Gossip, and it came out like 2 days ago. Despite the controversy around the 2022 Olympic Winter Games being held in Beijing, China, this actress is very determined to see and be seen at the Games. There's a very specific reason why she's so adamant about going. You already know she loves publicity. To that end, she's dated many celebrities in the past. Some were real relationships, some were marketing arrangements. I actually love that term, marketing arrangement.
Me too.
She's planning on going to the 2022 Winter Olympics with her current beau. He's a professional athlete. While he may be focused on the sports and the competition, she thinks that the Olympics may turn her into an awards ceremony. He may have Olympic fever, but she has proposal fever. She thinks that he's going to propose during the Olympics. They both love publicity and the whole world will be watching, so it would be perfect timing. A proposal certainly would receive worldwide attention. She has a couple movies coming out this year, and any excuse to boost his profile to sponsors is welcome, So an engagement would really work for both of them. By the way, unlike Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart, this is actually a real romance. Well, we'll see if the 2022 Olympic Games produces any kind of ice this actress wants. And it didn't. They're not engaged.
I was going to say at the beginning of that blind, it's such a silly thing to like want to be seen there so bad, because like nobody cares after like the 1 second that you're on TV. You know what I mean?
And they also weren't allowed to have guests because of COVID restrictions.
Right. Yeah. Like yeah. If I saw her like waving in a snowsuit on the Olympics, I would literally not think about it ever again after that 1 second.
One thing that they did do, Sean was on his Instagram story and he was like, Nina's the best. She keeps hiding photos all in my luggage. I just found these pictures in my boots. And he had them all laid out. And even if they are real, I'm like, these two are so fucking obnoxious.
Yeah, like, oh, God. They're like, we're cute, aren't we?
Yeah. And it wouldn't surprise me if she gets engaged in the next, I'll give it to 2 months. Within the next 2 months, Nina Dobrev and Shaun White will be engaged.
Okay.
And we will never stop hearing about it.
Okay.
So now we have the highlights of the whole Nikki and Ian and Nina drama. And it's more Nikki and Ian focused, but I thought it just kind of fit with this episode.
Okay, cool.
So Enty says that Nikki went after Ian hard because she wanted a boyfriend that would make her famous again when her career tanked after Twilight. Enty compares Nikki to a curse. He literally called her a horcrux. He hates Nikki Reed.
Oh my God.
In January 2016, Nikki made Ian fire a woman who worked with him on his foundation because she's jealous. And then he says that their foundation is total bullshit. It's just another way for them to make money. I hope this isn't real, but back in 2012, Ian Foundation made around $365,000 from donors, along with $45,000 more from other various places. So around $400K total. Only $550 went to the actual charity.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. In February 2016, Nikki's now married to Ian and the charity is back to being grimy. Nikki is paying her friends to, quote, work for the foundation, aka pay them to hang out with her.
And go on fucking vacations together?
Mm-hmm. 2016, the charity is now pulling millions per year. The parties Nikki throws to raise money cost more than what's actually donated to the charity. And then in the end of 2016, Nikki and Ian got into a huge fight at Comic-Con over Ian spending too much time around Karolina Kurkova. And then there just says, Nikki lies and says her dog is a service dog, but it's not. Enty says there was a time period where he'd run into Nikki almost every day and he would see her animal daily and knows it's not legit. In May 2016, this is peak, quote, hate on Ian and Nikki season. Ian blew off Comic-Con outside the U.S. He knew 6 weeks in advance he would not attend. He didn't feel like it. He had other plans, but said nothing. So all the people that were there to see him were shit out of luck and could not have a refund. Ian was the most popular when he was with Nina. People liked them together. They liked him on the show and in real life. Nikki brought out the worst in him. They both act like, quote, total tools. Now we go back to May 2015. Nikki and Ian went to Cannes. The invite was for Ian, but Nikki made it all about herself. She would not allow fans to take photos of Ian. While at Cannes, Nikki made a huge deal when checking out of the hotel. Ian had a spot on his shirt and she flipped out on him, saying they were sure to be papped at the airport and he needed to look his best.
Oh my God.
It says Ian and Nikki have both cheated on each other. Ian used to have a lot of friends, but Nikki cut them all out of his life. And one thing about Nikki, she dated Ryan Phillippe when he was 33 and she was 16 or 17 at the time.
Ooh.
I know. Nikki is allegedly the one who put the idea in Evan Rachel Wood's head for her to date Marilyn Manson. It just sounds like Nikki's like very toxic. Nikki likes older guys. I guess this is more Nikki Reed than anything, but she went after Alec Baldwin when she was 16 on a set of movie they did together. He was 47 at the time. They had multiple sex scenes in this film. Since Nikki was underage at the time, you never see Nikki's face during the sex scenes.
Jesus. Alec Baldwin is so fucking disgusting.
I know. We have to do a Baldwin episode.
I would love to.
It says Nikki's not nice to fans, but in 2016, she had a product line, vegan handbags, that she's trying to sell. So she's rude to fans until she wants them to buy her expensive handbags. Enty jumps to Derek Huff and says that he's a life-sucking leech who takes every bit of fun out of anything he's near.
Oh my God, Jesus.
So Nina was dating Orlando at the same time that Orlando was fighting Justin Bieber and sleeping with Selena Gomez.
Wow.
And yeah, that's kind of it. It's a lot of just bashing Nikki about being a horrible, horrible human. And he also actually says Nina's nice to fans. So maybe that like 2013 blind, maybe she kind of grew out of it. I don't know.
That Evan Rachel Wood blind reminded me of when Nikki and Evan Rachel Wood did the reunion for
yes
13. And it was so like, I didn't think Evan Rachel Wood was awkward, but I just thought she looked extremely uncomfortable talking to her. And Nikki was being so clearly fake.
And aggressive.
Very aggressive. Like, it was, the vibe was weird.
Because didn't Nikki say something like, I had a crush on you while we were filming?
Yeah.
And Evan Rachel Wood was like, oh, well, I had a crush on you. And, but yeah, it was really awkward.
It was very awkward. And you could just tell Evan Rachel Wood was like, because she strikes me as a very genuine person.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like not feeling it. And like, she wasn't like playing into the bullshit with Nikki.
Yeah. So I guess that was just like a quick little recap of the Enty. But it was just mostly about Nikki being like a terrible, terrible person.
Yeah. He does despise her.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, Nina's like a perfect CW actress. She's not a great actress, but she's very pretty and she can do some emotions. And that's all you need on a teen drama.
And it sounds like for the most part, you know, some people's yachting can be really treacherous. Like we talked about Amber Rose and her helping people traffic kids, allegedly. But nothing about anything we read about her. This is just like her second job and, you know, she just is like playing the game.
And she kind of spreads the wealth to her friends.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
She doesn't sound rotted to me at all.
I don't think she is. And I almost expected way more like rot.
I know. It's actually pretty dark though when you and I are at a point where like reading that she's given up her acting career basically to do sex work on boats is like just so normal.
Well, immediately I was like, well, that's how she funded her wine line with Julianne.
Yeah. And like, you know, it's like you have to, she's playing the game. Like that's how things work. And she's doing it in a way that seems to be working for her. Obviously it's working for her. If she's like the premier yacht girl. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But you know, more power to her. This is one of the rare cases where I will say like, yes, queen, girl boss, like, you know, I don't really like to yes queen sex work in Hollywood because I think it's also dark. But in her case, I'm like, well, I'm sure she doesn't prefer to be doing it, but she's doing what everybody does.
Yeah. And if she's making the most money.
Sure.
But I do think her and Shaun White will have a very, very public engagement very soon.
Oh, God. People magazine is like dying.
Oh, my God. Their wedding will be sponsored. Maybe not like Nick and Priyanka sponsored, but like pretty close.
It'll be sponsored by like Monster Energy Drink.
And it's so wild to look at Nina's Instagram because she is now like snowboarding and I'm like, I know you're from Canada, so you probably know how to snowboard, but like, right, you're really leaning into it.
I agree. I'm just like, I'm not ready for those articles. I will not care at all.
But sorry if I offended any Canadians. I just assume you can all snowboard.
Can you all snowboard? I think that that's true. That's a fair assumption.
But the Degrassi to CW to yachting, it just makes sense.
I agree. One day we got to do a Degrassi episode. I don't know if that would even, if the, any of them are famous enough to have blind items, but it would be fun if they were.
For sure. So the jury is not rotted for Nina.
Not rotted.
Not rotted. And I hope to see her on a yacht very soon.
You will. I'm sure of it.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you hit subscribe, rate, all that fun stuff. Tell your friends. And yeah, the yachting of it all, like we've talked about, I think it's more fun to talk about it in episodes. Obviously, Nina is someone that's a big part of her blind item life. But yeah. I think a full yachting episode, well, first of all, like, would be so gross.
And where would you even begin or end?
Yeah. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I actually feel like it was kind of fun.
I do too. This was for our podcast, it was very light.
Yeah. And also remember, we talk about this, I feel like almost every week, but the Podwall episode, Camp Podwall, it's one of our first episodes. Mm-hmm. Troy does a great job leading it. And it just connects all the CW people, all the Glee people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really helps you have like a shorthand for these people and understand how the bearding works and how somebody like her, like I said earlier, can be like the frat princess of a group of men who rely on having somebody that they can just very quickly be like, no, I'm dating her. I'm not gay. I'm dating her. And that she'll be receptive to it, you know?
She's like, yeah, we're totally dating.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, this is fun. And we will see you guys next week. We love you very much. Bye.
Bye.